Welcome to this deep dive, everyone. Imagine putting the exact same brand of brakes on your daily commuter VW Golf as, like, a factory-backed Bugatti.
Yeah, it sounds completely made up.
Right. But today we are looking at aftermarket reviews, mechanic notes, and car forums to figure out if Paget brake discs are actually a smart, reliable replacement for your car or just, you know, a budget compromise.
Well, there is this massive irony at the heart of this brand. On the street side, they aim to be the safe, boring, correct choice for daily drivers.
Yeah, they boast about things like ECE R90 compliance, which basically means they've passed incredibly strict European stress and safety tests.
Right, and that geomet coating, too.
Yeah, the geomet coating. It's a chemical treatment that bonds directly to the metal to stop rust dead in its tracks.
But then you look at the track, and their RS29 racing pads are trusted by factory endurance teams. I mean, they are bolted onto high-end Porsches.
It's wild. But I guess that dual identity makes a lot of sense when you look at their history, right?
Absolutely. Paget's roots go all the way back to Essen, Germany in 1925. By the 1960s, they were building parts to exact car manufacturer tolerances.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're talking about a long-standing original equipment or OE supplier for iconic cars. Think the VW Golf and the Mercedes S-Class.
So they aren't trying to reinvent the wheel with flashy gimmicks. They are literally the factory standard, the parts the car is born with.
Exactly.
So Paget is kind of like that reliable friend who never brags on social media, but always shows up with a truck when you need to move.
That is a perfect way to put it. They aren't as showy as a prestige brand like, say, Brembo.
Right. But here's where I need to push back on the sources a little bit.
Right.
I'm looking at these prices, and a Paget set is consistently 40 to 50% cheaper than those premium names.
Yeah, the price gap is huge.
So I have to ask the listener and you, is the quality actually the same, or are we just buying clever marketing disguised as value?
Well, it's a completely fair question, but the mechanic notes and driver reviews really do back up the quality. Take a Mercedes SL owner from our sources.
Okay, what happened there?
They actually swapped out their factory parts for a full set of aftermarket Paget discs and pads.
And how did it go?
They reported feeling absolutely zero difference in braking performance. Like, same bite, same stopping power. And they paid less than half of what the dealership would have charged for the branded box.
Wow. Less than half.
Yep.
But, okay, if they have almost a century of manufacturing pedigree and cost half the price, what is the catch?
There's always a catch, right?
Because when you look closely at VW and BMW forums, you see some very specific loud complaints about steering wheel jitter after installing new padded discs.
Ah, yes. The infamous jitter.
Wait, if my steering wheel is shaking violently every time I hit the brake pedal, doesn't that logically mean the metal disc physically warped from the heat?
You know, what's fascinating here is that brake engineers who test disc thickness variation will tell you that the warped disc from heat is largely a myth.
Wait, a myth? But the steering wheel is literally shaking in your hands.
It is, yeah. But not because the cast iron metal bent. Think about the physics of a brake system for a second.
Okay.
Most jitter traces back to something called uneven friction material transfer.
Uneven friction material transfer. What does that mean exactly?
Well, imagine you have a sticking caliper piston. That's the part that squeezes the pads.
Right, got it.
If it doesn't release fully, it constantly drags one pad against the disc as you drive. That generates immense localized heat.
Oh, so it's just rubbing nonstop.
Exactly. And eventually it gets so hot that it literally bakes a microscopic layer of the brake pad's friction material right onto the surface of the disc.
Oh, wow. So you aren't feeling warped metal. You're actually feeling patches of baked on brake pad every time the wheel rotates.
Precisely. Or, I mean, it could be as simple as a mechanic unevenly torquing your wheel nuts with an impact gun.
Oh, just putting the wheel back on wrong.
Yeah. That uneven pressure physically distorts the disc hub when it's clamped to the car. So it's rarely a bending piece of metal. It's almost always an installation or maintenance issue.
Okay, so it all comes down to the setup. You really do get exactly what you pay for with these, but only if you install them correctly as a matched pad and disc set and, you know, torque everything properly.
Exactly. Treat them right, make sure your calipers are healthy, and they perform exactly like the factory intended.
Proper installation is key. But before we wrap up this deep dive, our sources highlight one final terrifying warning for you to think about next time you buy car parts.
Yeah, this part is wild.
The aftermarket landscape is basically the Wild West out there.
It really is.
For instance, major retailers like Euro Car Parts sell a completely different, much cheaper budget brand called Eicher.
Right, and buyers constantly mistake it for Paget just because they're sold alongside each other.
Yeah, but it actually gets worse than just brand confusion. The sources flag that literal counterfeit parts are flooding the market right now.
Oh, it's scary. We're talking about fake pads where the friction material physically falls off the backing plate while you are driving.
That is terrifying. It's why you always, always have to check the box for the genuine hologram seal from TMD Friction. That's Paget's parent company, by the way.
Yep. Always buy from verified sellers.
It really makes you think. You can do all the research. You can find that reliable, unassuming brake disc that perfectly bridges the gap between a daily commuter and an endurance racer.
Right.
But if you aren't paying close attention to the seal on that cardboard box, you might be inviting a deadly imposter along for the ride.
Absolutely.
So how well do you really know the parts keeping you safe on the road?